from KQED.
As a city known for its car culture, Los Angeles has achieved a major milestone. All of its nearly 4,400 intersections with signals are now monitored and synchronized for better traffic flow. It's the first city in the world to do that, and the agency coordinating the effort, the Automated Traffic Surveillance and Control System, known as ATSAC, occupies a former bomb shelter in downtown L.A. Reporter Colin Berry hopped in his car to check it out.
The intersection of Hillhurst, Sunset, and Hollywood Boulevards is one of the craziest in L.A. Three major thoroughfares, each with their own left and right turn arrows, pedestrian crossings, and intricately orchestrated signal cycles that move traffic through a maze of 16 different lanes. During rush hour on a weekday, things can get a little backed up. In contrast to this street-level chaos, ATSAC's headquarters is a calm, quiet nerve center four stories under City Hall East. Here, a team of traffic engineers monitors more than a dozen screens showing live video feeds as well as animated graphics for every signalized intersection in L.A. Engineer Edward Yu, who oversees ATSAC, says gathering traffic data from the roads requires three things, the first of which lie beneath the pavement.
Loop detectors are these magnetic induction loops that are embedded in the ground, and they're really the eyes that we use to see the traffic. So as cars go over those loop detectors, it gives us data about the speed, the volume, and how long they've been sitting there.
The second component is cameras, more than 400 of them across the city, according to engineer Eric Zambin.
All of our cameras have pan, tilt, and zoom capabilities, and most of them are mounted on approximately 20 to 30-foot poles so that we can see the intersection that the camera is at and one intersection in each direction, ideally. Some of our cameras are mounted on high-rises so that we can see multiple intersections in multiple directions. We can get, 15, 20 traffic signals out of one camera.
Based on data from the loops, a proprietary algorithm developed by ATSAC determines demand on a given intersection. Then, based on time of day or scheduled events, like a Lakers game or the Academy Awards, it can modify a signal's timing in order to move traffic along. Yu says it's all a balancing act.
We look at every intersection as a challenge, and we try to get it moving as efficiently as possible.
But has anyone noticed? Back at the triangle of Hollywood, Sunset, and Hillhurst, Philip Canton runs DiCarlo, a small wood-fired pizzeria, where he can make up to 40 deliveries a day. I asked him if he's noticed traffic moving more smoothly.
Recently, actually 2 days ago, I was going along Sunset, and for the first time, the traffic light seems to be synchronized. I thought it was just random, it was a coincidence, but apparently maybe it's not.
Okay, but this is L.A. What happens when there's a water main break or a police chase? Engineer Quan Tran says ATSAC's third component is human responsiveness.
If we know a particular leg is closed off, then we try to divert the traffic away from there and use signal timing to change the pattern and try to reroute the traffic to go around the area.
Signal synchronization in L.A. began 30 years ago to try to improve the flow of cars on the streets in time for the 84 Olympics. What's different today is that so many more factors are in play. Light rail crossings, bicycle lanes, school zones, even horseback riders who cross traffic in certain parts of the city. In Jewish neighborhoods on Saturdays, for example, pedestrians who need a walk light don't have to push a button.
We recognize that during the Sabbath that they were unable to touch anything mechanical, so we set the timing on recall, and that moves them across the intersection safely without, going away from their faith.
A system this complex and this adaptive is undermining LA's reputation for terrible traffic. Still, Edward Yu says there's always something to improve.
The city's always growing. It's always developing. We're looking at ways to improve our existing system, upgrading our system, expanding it in such a way, using our data to give more motorist information out there. There's a lot of different ways we're looking at. It's just going to take a matter of time before we develop the next big thing.
ATSAC's specialized software can apparently be customized. The agency just licensed copies to the cities of Gilroy and Long Beach and hopes to sell it to Washington, D.C. as well. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Los Angeles.